Appearance. One's appearance is directly related to the career field in which they work. True or false? Let's see. Would you expect your female automobile mechanic to have grease under her nails and smell of gasoline or diesel fuel? Of course. Would you expect the female teller at the bank you use to have grease under her nails and smell of gasoline or diesel fuel? Probably not. Would you expect your female automobile mechanic to work in high heels and a dress? Not likely. In an automobile service department, the smell of gasoline, diesel fuel, and oil are accepted odors that most of us expect and would not find offensive in that setting. You would expect the mechanic to be dressed safely for work, which would not include heels that she could trip in or a dress which could expose her skin to harsh and/or hot chemicals. However, in a bank, you would not expect the person that is greeting the public and handling money to have a strong odor or dirty nails. You very well might find her offensive. What's the difference? Depending on the career field, acceptable appearances may vary, as in the example above. However, regardless of your job, there is no excuse for not being groomed, being neat, practicing good personal hygiene, or using correct and polite behavior. A lack of attention on your part in any of these areas can affect your job and/or your business. A person who is groomed and neat in appearance has cleaned and combed hair that is styled appropriately for the job or class. Clothes are pressed, short tails tucked in, shoelaces tied, and so on. Stockings are run free and shoe heels are appropriate for the job or class. Makeup and cologne are tastefully applied without being overbearing. Nails are clean and manicured and are an appropriate length for the classroom or lab. The practice of good personal hygiene is a must. Daily bathing, especially in our region of the country, is a necessity. Body perspiration causes odors that can be very offensive to others. The heat and humidity we experience in the South compounds this problem. The use of a deodorant and antiperspirant is only effective as long as the body is clean and free of dirt and sweat. Likewise, good oral hygiene and brushing and flossing daily aid in the prevention of bad breath cavities and gum disease. Be sensitive to others around you by taking care of yourself and your body's needs. Correct and polite behavior is the acceptable conduct for class or a job. It shows respect for oneself as well as others. Acceptable behavior may include not interrupting others while they are talking, not carrying on side conversations while someone is talking, considering others' feelings and concerns when making decisions or comments, being respectful of the instructor and classmates, avoiding arguments and disagreements, providing assistance when asked, using terms such as please and thank you. Email etiquette 1. Why do you need email etiquette? A company needs to implement etiquette rules for the following three reasons. Professionalism: by using proper email language, your company will convey a professional image. Efficiency: emails that get to the point are much more effective than poorly worded emails. Protection from liability: employee awareness of email risks will protect your company from costly lawsuits. 2. What are the email etiquette rules? There are many etiquette guides, and many different etiquette rules. Some rules will differ, according to the nature of your business, and the corporate culture. Below we list what we consider as the 31 most important email etiquette rules that apply to nearly all companies. 32 most important email etiquette tips: be concise and to the point. Answer all questions and preempt further questions. Use proper spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Make it personal. Use templates for frequently used responses. Answer swiftly. Do not attach unnecessary files. Use proper structure and layout. Do not overuse the high priority option. Do not write in capitals. Do not leave out the message thread. Add disclaimers to your emails. Read the email before you send it. Do not overuse reply to all. Mailings: use the BCC field or do a mail merge. Take care with abbreviations and emoticons. Be careful with formatting. Take care with rich text and HTML messages. Do not forward chain letters. Do not ask to recall a message. Do not copy a message or attachment without permission. Do not use email to discuss confidential information. Use a meaningful subject. Use active instead of passive. Avoid using urgent and important. Avoid long sentences. Do not send or forward emails containing libelous, defamatory, offensive, racist, or obscene remarks. Do not forward virus hoaxes and chain letters. Keep your language gender neutral. Do not reply to spam. Use CC, field sparingly. Do not request delivery and read receipts.